Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a man struck not once, but twice. The details on a late-night hit-and-run out of Oakland. Plus, why a surge in coronavirus cases due to the Delta variant has health officials sounding the alarm. And with thousands of students returning to the classroom in just a few weeks, why some parents are having second thoughts. Good morning. It's Saturday, July 31st. I'm Darren Peck. Let's start with a quick check on the weather. We'll get you a live look outside to show you a morning that's probably going to look very familiar. There's the front lines of the marine layer. No surprise, it's gray on the Golden Gate Bridge, but that's what it looks like in the South Bay right now over San Jose. Very similar drill to what we've done the last couple of days. We'll have a mid-level cloud deck that sits over pretty much the immediate bay. If you're inland, it's fairly clear and you'll start out sunny. And with temperatures right around 60 for most locations now, we warm up today, just not as much. So we should top out at 90, and that's a couple of degrees cooler than yesterday. And yes, that is a trend. We've been cooling down those inland locations a couple of degrees each day. I'll show you what that looks like coming up in the 7-day forecast in just a few minutes. New this morning. A man is dead after being struck by two cars on 580 last night. CHP officers say he was riding a bicycle on the freeway, and it happened around 10 last night on eastbound 580 west of MacArthur. The man was reportedly riding his bike the wrong way on eastbound lanes, and that's when he was hit by a first car and then a second. A CHP investigation closed eastbound 580 until about 1140. Last night. It's unknown whether drugs or alcohol played a part in this or if any suspects have been located. Taking a live look at San Francisco, the city could see an indoor mask mandate as early as next week. And new data showing that the average number of new cases a week is 10 times higher than it was just back in early June. KPIX 5's Andrea Borba has the latest details on a COVID outbreak at two hospitals in San Francisco.
Breakthrough COVID-19 cases have gone from theoretical to reality in the past month at two major hospitals since most pandemic restrictions were lifted June 15th. At UCSF, 183 employees out of 35,000 tested positive, and at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital, 35 employees out of 7,000 also turned up positive for COVID-19. Dr. Luke John Day of General says these were all cases contracted outside of the hospital since strict PPE protocols are still in place inside.
Our PPE requirements have not changed since the beginning of the pandemic. We have always adhered to them. And I think because we've adhered to them so strictly and our staff have done such a phenomenal job, we have not had any patient to staff or staff to patient transmission.
Dr. Day expected that through the pandemic, 10 to 20% of his staff would contract COVID-19. But between safety protocols and vaccines, that has not happened.
All the cases we're seeing among our staff, it's only mild symptoms. No one is being hospitalized. No one has developed severe COVID who is fully vaccinated among our staff. So that's incredibly reassuring and what we want in the vaccine.
In encouraging news, those hospital staff breakthrough cases haven't ended up being treated by their colleagues.
All the cases we're seeing among our staff, it's only mild symptoms. No one is being hospitalized. No one has developed severe COVID who is fully vaccinated among our staff. So that's incredibly reassuring and what we want in the vaccines.
Dr. Day says he thinks it won't be until September before we hit the peak of this summer surge that we're currently seeing right now. Meantime, three Contra Costa County jails are dealing with COVID outbreaks. Cases have been detected at the Martinez Marsh and the Creek. That's the Martinez, the Marsh Creek, and the West County detention facilities. We're told that 96 inmates, as well as staff members, in addition to that, have tested positive. This all comes amid new data from the CDC showing that the Delta variant is even more dangerous than we thought. KPIX 5's Betty Yu explains what these new findings mean.
The CDC has acknowledged that the war has changed. The agency warning that fully vaccinated Americans can transmit the Delta variant as easily as those who are unvaccinated, and it is more transmissible than the common cold. A new CDC report released today examined a cluster of COVID cases in the Massachusetts resort community of Provincetown, all traced back to celebrations in early July. Of the 469 positive cases, 74% were fully vaccinated.
I believe what the Provincetown study showed us is that these vaccines are highly effective at preventing severe disease and death. The second part of the study, that what it showed us, is that it is true that the Delta variant is different than the Alpha variant, and that there are higher viral loads in the nose than there ever was with the Alpha variant. Those higher viral loads are occurring even when you're vaccinated.
UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Monica Gandhi said, if you're vaccinated, you're unlikely to be as infectious for as long as someone who isn't vaccinated, because your immunity should fight the virus. Right now, about 35,000 vaccinated people per week are coming down with what's called breakthrough infections. But as a reminder, that's out of the 164 million people who are fully vaccinated. That's 0.02%.
It really is very simple. There are more mild breakthrough infections in the case of the Delta variant. That is why you should be masking indoors, even with vaccinated people, until the Delta variant passes.
The San Francisco resident is on board with the CDC's new indoor masking guidance and the city's impending mandate.
I know that I've been vaccinated and I've taken all the precautions, but it would really suck because of how much more contagious this version is to not take a simple precaution. So I've already started wearing masks indoors again in most places.
As far as outdoor activities, doctors say that those are generally safe. The virus particles dilute pretty quickly outdoors, so just use common sense. With Bay Area schools about to reopen for in-person learning, the surge in Delta variant has some families reassessing their options. So far, no Bay Area school districts have changed their plans, with kids under 12 not yet eligible for the vaccine. Many Bay Area parents are nervous about sending them back. But many students told us that they've had enough of Zoom and they just want to get back into class.
Mostly to socialize with my peers, and I think although online learning, like, it's good, it's not the same as the real thing.
Because I'm wearing a mask, it helps me know that I'm safe.
We definitely are eager for the kids to get back to school. He misses his friends like crazy, and we're all looking forward to more normalcy.
And happening today, for those of you who want to get your teens vaccinated, Santa Rosa Community Health is going to be giving out shots for anybody that's 12 and older. They're doing that this afternoon. The clinic is open today from 4 until 6 p.m. That's at the Roseland Community Library on Sebastopol Road. As an incentive, the first 100 people who get vaccinated will also get a gift card from DoorDash. On the fire watch, the state's largest active fire has now scorched nearly 250,000 acres. That's the Dixie Fire, and it's burning in Plumas National Forest. It's threatening more than 10,000 structures, and fire crews say that flames are now chewing through islands of vegetation within the perimeter line that they've set up. Right now, containment sits at 24%. And on Thursday, a lightning strike set off a new fire on federal land in Plumas County, not far from the Dixie Fire. They're calling this one the Evans Fire, and that one's burned through about 45 acres in the Plumas National Forest so far. It's burning near the town of Greenville. As wildfires and the effects of climate change put strain on the state's power supply, Governor Newsom just signed an emergency proclamation freeing up extra sources of power. The order streamlines permit requirements to speed up the expansion of battery storage systems, and it eases restrictions on using backup generators when the power system is squeezed. Live to Capitol Hill now, where at last minute there's an effort to extend the nationwide eviction moratorium, but it's failed, putting millions of Americans at risk of losing their homes starting today. House Democrats scrambled to put together a deal yesterday after President Biden announced he would not step in to try to prevent the moratorium from expiring today. But they couldn't reach an agreement in time. According to census data, around 6 million Americans are at risk of eviction in the coming months. California's eviction moratorium expires at the end of September. Time now.